Now, the trainer of Sam O'Dowd, we'll have that replay, I think, a little bit later on. It was a Group 1, but what a moment for Bjorn Baker. And to hear how Bjorn's woken up this morning, often it's a good sign of how big a night they've had. Bjorn, good morning.
Morning, guys. No, pretty fresh and ready today. Relatively quiet night.
But got that Kiwi blood in you. I think it's a national pastime, drinking beer and celebrating. You do it better than anyone else. You certainly back up better than anyone else. Bjorn, you've won the first Group 1 of the new year. You look at the list of horses that have won this race, Sunline, Lonro, Superimpose, Winx, Sam O'Dowd. Did you think that that was a possibility that your horse could lead all the way and take out the Group 1?
Well, you've got to be in to win, but when the field came out, I had a little bit more confidence. He's old and tough, and he's probably a little bit better than I even give him credit for. He's got speed. First up, last time he won with blinkers on over 1,100, and his trials have been good and his work's been excellent. We haven't missed him. He was rock hard, fit and ready to go yesterday, and as it worked out, it worked out pretty well in terms of the whole race shape and field accepted.
He won a benchmark 78 in January of this year, even though we've seen him tested in a few black-type races throughout his career. I think he started off in one, but he's gone to another level. But, of course, last prep, that's when you decided to step him up in distance, because there would have been a query on him getting 2,000 metres, but you've got him settling really well, but at the same time, you've got him as sharp as a tack for a Group 1 1,400 first up.
Yeah, so of course, he won our Great Nations Capital Cup and the Canberra Cup last time, and he probably had a bit of residual fitness, so I think that probably helped. And he's sort of gone through the grades. Funnily enough, he ran in the Breeders' Plate, the first two-year-old race of the year. We looked back at that yesterday, and Capitalist won and Prized Icon came third, and there he was. I think he ran 9th and 10th, so it's a funny game race. And you go away that day disappointed, but he's going to be a bit tricky to place now, I must say.
Bjorn, it's Mark Guest here. Well done on yesterday. When did you map out a plan that I can really win this Winx? Well, this is a race we're going to target over 1,400 metres. When did that start?
Oh, probably sort of, hey, Mark, good to hear you, mate. You must be getting paid a lot to get up on Sunday morning. Good on you.
Only a little bit. Do this for nothing, Bjorn, you know that.
Oh, yeah. Mark Guest charity. No, three or four weeks ago, we probably sort of, well, you look at the calendar and there weren't too many sort of races for him to kick off on, and it was sort of either this or the show county, and at first glance, both weren't that appealing, and I guess then we sort of thought, well, maybe we just have a crack at the Group 1, and it won't be, you'll probably be able to get the lead and might be full of sort of stays resuming as it was. It sort of worked out that way.
You must be full of praise for the jockey too. I think he rated your horse excellent, Tim Clark we're talking about. I mean, early on he's run a section in 10.81. In fact, it was his fastest sectional throughout the race, and that was between the 12 and 1,200 and the 1,000, and rated him all the way through and just had enough in reserve. So he obviously knows the horse pretty well.
Yeah, I thought he did ride him really well, Mark. He's very good to deal with. Tim's going particularly well at the moment. So it was pretty special to win with him. And yeah, I must say, you sort of even forget yesterday, but he sort of didn't get the lead quite as easily as I thought he was. He had to do a bit of work early. So it was probably even had a bit of hidden merit in it, the one.
Would you go up in trip? I mean, you've got the tramway in a couple of weeks' time. That's a Group 2, so you're going back from a Group 1 to a Group 2. Or then you could step up to the mile a couple of weeks after that in the George Main.
Yeah, we just have to have a bit of a think about it. And I'll have probably a good look at it this afternoon. And, you know, he's a Group 1 horse now. I go back to a Group 2.
The scenes in the mounting, aren't they great nowadays? It's almost as if the owners are practicing. It reminds me of the goal scorers in the soccer nowadays, Bjorn, where they put on a lavish, excitable celebration when they get a goal. And it seems like the owners are preparing for that sort of those sorts of things as well, because it was on for young and old in the mounting yard yesterday. You made a lot of people happy.
Yeah, it was great. It was a good bunch of people, and it's what this racing is about. It's hard enough to win any race anywhere, let alone a Group 1 at Randwick. So Derby Racing have done a great job. They've been great supporters of mine, and they get a lot of
a lot of people into the game that otherwise probably wouldn't be there with syndications, and it really opens it up to everyone. And that's another great success story for them.
I spoke to one of Bjorn's most colourful owners on Friday night. He backed the winner at Bendigo. And he said, we'll have a good day tomorrow. You know, the Bjorn Baker Stable, we'll have a great day tomorrow. He said, look out for this one. You know which horse he left out? Samadout. You've taught him well, Bjorn.
Too right. I saved the purse for myself.
That's it.
I'm sure she had a lot more on, but it worked out really well.
Now, what about upcoming spring? Have you got any aspirants there, particularly anything coming to Melbourne? And also from the two-year-old ranks, we're just around the corner, aren't we, from seeing the two-year-old step out. So is there anything exciting from your stable to look out for?
Oh, I think two-year-olds, I'm just sort of getting them up and going, so I'd be a bit reluctant to name any, but I've got definitely some nice ones coming through. Yesterday, I had a horse I had really high hopes for, Edison. He was very unlucky and up and coming. He ran a very stiff fourth. I think he's a quality colt. He could find his way down to Melbourne at some stage. And Let It Paul went super behind Libertini. She ran third and just beaten to second in the Silver Shadow. We have to have a bit of a think about her, what we do. But I think she's not quite the finished product yet. She's got to fill into her frame. So I think she's got a big future in 6 months or 12 months down the line.
Bjorn, we're probably lucky to have you here in Australia, as in the last 6 months or so. We saw a video on... you were going to be in the New Zealand basketball team, but that's gone, and we nearly lost you as a trainer.
What's that, sorry?
We nearly lost you as a trainer as well. That was a nasty incident in your backyard.
Yeah, that's right. No, I've come out of that pretty well. I was very happy to see my team, the Boomers, beat the USA. First time in
16
games. and first time we've ever beaten the States. So we're right on track for the World Cup basketball.
So when New Zealand win, he's a New Zealander. When Australia win, he's Australian. Is that how it works?
It depends on sport. I can switch pretty quick. I can be Swedish too, isn't it?
That's true.
Well, absolutely.
He's another Swedish.
Absolutely, you could. Bjorn, well, it must be a fantastic thrill. The first Group 1 of the season, and we look forward to seeing if Samadout can take some more riches throughout the spring, whether it be in Sydney or Melbourne. Thanks for joining us this morning. And as we say goodbye and thank you for your time, you can hang on a bit and listen to the last few hundred metres of that Group 1 victory yesterday.
Avilius being felt for by McAvoy now as they turn the corner. A good 8 lengths off the lead, which is Samadout. 3 in front from Blue Remain, best of days. Now Happy Clapper, Bowman starting to push away at the veteran. Invincible Gem coming off the fence. Avilius starting to wind up 6 off them. Happy Clapper is grinding. Samadout a big leader from Happy Clapper. Invincible Gem and Avilius. Samadout still in front. 50 out. Samadout. Samadout causes the boil over. Leads all the way on the wing stakes. Happy Clapper game in second. Then Avilius, Invincible Gem, followed by Kingsville Dream, Unforgotten.